This is the Aftermarket Radio Network. Hey, Carm Capriotto here, the Automotive Aftermarket Podcast Guy, and welcome to the 616th episode of Remarkable Results Radio. Now, here is a first in a series with Barry Barrett, a certified EOS implementer. Now, Barry talks about how the Entrepreneur Operating System helps entrepreneurs get what they want from their business and to understand how to make your leaders get on the same page with you and also have traction by helping them become more disciplined and accountable. This episode is an overview of EOS, and Barry and I will bring you 7 episodes released over time to help you better understand the disciplines and the power of the Entrepreneurial Operating System, or EOS. There are shop owners engaged right now in EOS, and it's having a huge impact on their business. Our aftermarket content is possible through the sponsorships of Shopware and Apex. Now, I just heard that Apex 2021 will again have the best and the brightest trainers and another great schedule of technical and management training. Now, this is specifically for shop owners and technicians. It's for you. Stay tuned here for more details. And for now, hey, make sure, double sure that Apex 2021 is on your calendar for November 2nd through the 4th in Las Vegas. Hey, stop spending time chasing customers. Shopware's leading shop management system is helping shops just like yours generate more profit per ticket with a whole lot less time on the phone. Hey, break away from your legacy system and implement a completely contactless workflow today. Get started at GetShopware.com. Hey, never forget that all episodes are archived on RemarkableResults.biz, so you can use them as a collection of knowledge and wisdom. Listen with your internal or external network and discuss your next move. We're nailing the hot topics and trends that are making waves in our industry. Hey, the key talking points for this episode with Barry Barrett reside at remarkableresults.biz/E616. Hey, thanks for being here in the front row of life in the automotive service business. Hey, a warm welcome to Barry Barrett, my friend Barry Barrett from Shop Vision. Hello, Barry.
Hello, how are you, Carr?
I am great. Certified EOS implementer. Wow. You and I are going to do 7 episodes together about the Entrepreneurial Operating System. What the heck's that? Well, Barry is here to explain it to you over 7 episodes that could possibly change your life and your business.
If you'll let it.
No truer words have been spoken. I mean, I think that helps set us off in what we're going to talk about. There are people that I know that have implemented EOS with you, and they have changed their world and their life. And I remember speaking to somebody just a couple of weeks ago, and they say, yeah, I started working from home, like, you know, just a couple of days a week, and now I don't even have to go in. And I said, lucky you.
Yeah, that's what it does. So the system works if you work the system, and that particular person is working the system, so the system works.
I read Traction. I read Be a Good Boss. There are so many other books that are involved in, if you will, the learning process, or to make it. You got to understand it. I can't wait to give this episode the highlight of EOS and then get into the 6 principles of EOS over the next 6 additional episodes that we're going to do. And I don't know when we'll publish these things, but I'm excited about getting this on record in the podcast. So I'm going to give you the floor.
So, you know, when we do this, we start out with what we call vision, traction, healthy. Vision from the standpoint of first getting your leaders 100% on the same page, where you are, where you're going, and how to get there. Traction from the standpoint of helping leaders become more disciplined and accountable, executing well, and to achieve every part of the vision. Healthy, meaning helping your leadership become a healthy, functional, cohesive leadership team, because unfortunately, leaders often don't function well as a team. From there, as goes the leadership team, so will go the organization. We get to the point where your entire organization is crystal clear on a vision, all much more disciplined and accountable, executing well, gaining consistent traction, and advancing as a healthy, functional, cohesive leadership team.
What did he just say? Wait a minute, I turn wrenches. I own a shop. Are you kidding me? There's a level of sophistication in running a business today that requires me to go to the next level? I'm not ready.
I don't think it requires you to go to the next level so much as it requires you and a group of people that you can help turn into leaders go to the next level.
And there's the operative words right there. Thank you for that. It's really learning how to create strong and better leaders in your organization.
It is. And so what I find, and I think a lot of people who do what I do find, is leadership is not something you're born to do. There may be a natural born leader personality type or whatever. I don't think so. It may exist. I'm just open to the possibility it does exist, but I think it's more like the dodo bird. They rarely exist out there. And what happens really is people decide to be a leader, and then they will study great leaders, and then they will find tools and disciplines to help them implement that. And it is a step-by-step process. And then what I find is when people start following a step-by-step process of leadership, they emerge as leaders.
Amazing stuff. If any of you out there have read any of these books on EOS, you're going to really be in for a treat. Because you know what's so really cool is you read the words and you take some notes and it gets inside, and then you start hearing people talk about it. And then it brings back those memories that you had about, wow, could I really actually make this thing happen inside the company? We're not here to, show you where every tab A goes into slot B, but we're here to conceptualize these six key components of EOS.
So the six key components are vision, where you are, where you're going, how to get there. People, you simply cannot achieve a great vision without the right people. Data, once we have a great vision and great people, data, I love the term that facts don't care about feelings. You know, data cuts through all the feelings and emotions. Once you have those top three answered and clear, you have absolute clarity on your business, crystallizing what you want from your business. And then the fourth key component would be your issues component. Since the beginning of time, there's only about 27 different issues that any company of any kind deals with. And our job is to make them go away forever. Identify, discuss, solve, make them go away forever. And then the fifth key component would you be your process component. So once you have those four answered, now we can create a great process that is repeatable and simplified and followed by everybody in your organization. And then traction, which is the least executed on, which is the meetings that get everything to work together. Vision is at the top, traction is at the bottom. That is no coincidence. I like to refer to it as Gary Vaynerchuk says it. He says clouds and dirt. Ideas are a dime a dozen. The vision, there's a lot of visionaries out there, but they don't execute. So what we do is we do traction first. We dig in the dirt first, and then we create the vision second. And so when we get to the discipline of going through the traction, we can always help you with the vision, and then that we can make that vision a reality.
It's brilliant. And why I say it's brilliant is I think there's an awful lot of struggling business people, automotive aftermarket, hair salons, it just doesn't matter. They have something there. I got something here, but I can't take it to the next level. Whatever that is, I can't take it to the next level. There's something missing. And within the books that I've read and the things that I've discussed with you, this is the formula of how to make it how to really take your business, solidify your business, and take it to a level you never expected it could be at.
For me, it was. I mean, I was in the same spot as everybody else, as, you know, executing on our business and working in the business and thinking sometimes I was working on the business. But now that I reflect and I know what about EOS, I was really working in the business and working in the business. And so when you start to take EOS and start to put it to work in your business, and you start to move up that vision ladder, so to speak, you start to realize that you can delegate so that you can elevate. You can delegate and other people can elevate. And then all of a sudden you wake up 2 years later and you have a cohesive leadership team made of 3 to 7 different people who are actually helping you and want to help you get what you want from your business. And therefore they get what they want.
Did you ever work with a company whose leader wasn't going to make this really work? They wanted to, but they just couldn't get out of their own way. Although I know EOS
puts the owner or the leader, the core leader, off to the side while his people run the business. But somewhere along the line, he's got to start it.
It doesn't always put the core leader off to the side. It just depends on what you want from your business, Carm. If you want to be off on the side and not come to work, then it will do that for you. But EOS is to help entrepreneurs get what they want from their business, not what I think they want. It's to get what they want. If they want to be in the day-to-day and be in their business through working on their business, no one says they don't have to. But they do have to create an accountability chart that puts them in there. That's one of the main parts of the process. One of the five focus day tools that we bring people through on focus day. They just need to put themselves and the five roles in that accountability chart.
When I saw the accountability chart, it looked like an org chart, but it's really not.
It's not an org chart. There's a major difference between an organizational chart and an accountability chart. A traditional organizational chart has a hierarchy, and like the diamond, same thing. It puts the name of the function. Usually it elicits egos. It's like CEO of whatever, chief executive officer of the president of. I see people who are the president of their company. They're the only person in their company. It's just ego. So what we do is we put a function that doesn't elicit ego, a name of a function. And then we write out the five roles and responsibilities. And then we put a name in the seat. Now, a lot of time what happens is the owner doesn't even run his own company because he isn't even the best person in his company equipped to do that. That's the whole thing, is you're supposed to put the five roles and then the name, the function, and then whoever is best suited gets it, wants it, and capacity to do it, owns that seat. And so the major difference is it spells out everyone's roles and responsibilities. So when you come to work, you are crystal clear on what is expected of you every day to perform on.
Hey, Carm here. And coming up, Barry tells you the three most important books you need to read as it relates to EOS. Hey, Carm here, and I can't say enough about the quality of instructors and the high level of technical and management training that was offered during the recent virtual APEX experience. Now, the great news is that show organizers for APEX 2021 are already hard at work to again assemble the best and the brightest instructors and the most timely and needed training for shop owners and technicians. Watch for a robust schedule of training and product demos on topics such as wheel alignment and ADAS calibrations. Also, training on how to be an effective leader, engine performance, diagnostic strategies, controller area networks, and using social media to grow your business. Now, those are just to name a few. With this caliber of training, make sure APEX 2021 is on your calendar November 2nd through the 4th. In Las Vegas. And together, let's make 2021 the year of growing sales, profits, and productivity for your business. Listen here for more APEX 2021 training and registration information. Hey, you know, auto repair is a high-dollar, high-value transaction, and your customer sensitivity about how much it costs and why is never more important than when you ask them to pay the bill. While these conversations can sometimes feel awkward or uncomfortable, it's important that you don't fall down and cheapen your services at the final step. Shopware's shop management platform now offers a solution that helps you showcase the value and sophistication that you've invested throughout the repair. With our innovative digital workflow, customers can review, approve, and even pay for services right from their smartphone. Let remote pay work for you and improve your customer experience. Get started today. Visit GetShopware.com for more information and to request a demo. When I read Traction, I was really impressed with the get it, want it capacity piece on the people evaluation. And I thought deeply, Barry, about our industry and that many, many in our small business community got themselves to a position just because they've been there the longest.
Oh, yeah.
Do I get it? Sure. Do I want it? Yeah. But then when the capacity word came up, and I started to realize that some people get it, want it, but they just don't have the capacity to do the job they've been given, maybe not necessarily earned, does that help the company? And my question was no.
I think a lot of times, though, it's get it. So get it is a God-given ability to do something, a genetic encoding, if you will. You know, technicians, they get it. They know how to, they get taking things apart, putting it back together. You know my history. I'm not a technician. Service advisors, as far as selling and getting along with people and really loving people and, you know, the logistics of the parts ordering, that's a get it at a root level. Like, we were born to be able to relate to people. I was born to be able to speak, right? Like, that is one of my gifts. But taking things apart and putting them back together, like, I'm not your guy at a get it level. And so when you say get it, there's a leadership component. Some people just don't get it. I don't think there's born leaders, but I think there's people who just aren't wired to be a leader. And so you own a company because you can do a task, or you can like be a technician. You own it because you started out fixing cars. You were pretty good with people maybe. And then you started hiring people and you said to yourself, you know, the only problem with businesses is customers and the employees. Well, I can tell you, if that's your voice in your head, you don't get it at a root level, genetic encoding. The want it is my seat. So if you have a technician seat and a leadership seat, you might get the technician seat, but you don't get we call it the integrator, the person who harmoniously works the other functions together. Most of the time, probably 7 out of 10 times, I show up and the shop owner does not sit in the integrator seat. And contrary to popular belief, you can be in a technician seat if you love it. I think one of the biggest problems that we have is that I don't see myself as a consultant. I don't come in and tell people what they should do. I ask them, what do you want to do? And so I think consultants come in and say, no, if you're going to own a business, you can't be a technician. And I'm like, well, why not? If that's your dream, if that's what you want, why not? Hire someone to be your, if you want an ego, CEO. We just call them an integrator, and they have 5 roles, just like everybody else, no more important than anybody else, but they harmoniously work the other seats and people together.
Amazing. After all this time, I love to fix cars. It's just what I was put on this earth to do. Diagnose, repair, dig into the data, you know, try things. I love this stuff. I want to get my hands dirty. I want to go home smelling like transmission fluid. That's what I live for. And here comes Barry. It says, I got a way for you to do that.
100%. Ben, I'm going to tell you, it's not Barry. It's EOS.
It is EOS. And yes, you can read all this stuff on your own, but you just decided to take this and turn it into a great business.
What's happening is most people can't integrate EOS on their own because they don't understand it, like the inner workings. You go from knowledge to understanding to wisdom. And so, yeah, it's the system. And what I mean by that, like, I have studied, put people through this, and I know the system, you know, humbly confident, humble from the fact that we don't think we know it all. We're not consultants. Like, I don't come in and tell you what you should do. I don't pretend to know that much. Confident is, I've studied the system. I've implemented it. I know I'm not practicing on you. EOS is not practicing on you. We've put over 10,000 companies through EOS, 10,000 companies that are operating on EOS. And I have businesses from different industries. A while ago, I'll get back to the question you asked earlier. Have you ever had someone who just, this isn't for them, and you show up and you do your thing and you start working with them, and then you can't get out of their own way? I'm just going to tell you, a couple of weeks ago, I had a optometrist that I was working with, and, you know, I go in and I start putting down EOS, and it's not going to work for him because he's just not going to change his way. Now, here's what I told him. I said, look, it may not be for you. Nothing against you, nothing against me, or nothing against EOS. I just don't think it's a right fit. And then we both said it's not a right fit.
How soon can you see that?
Immediately. I can usually know in the 90-minute meeting. So part of EOS is, the first piece of EOS is a 90-minute meeting. I have one tomorrow. So a 90-minute meeting is me sitting down, and what we do is we talk about you. We introduce you to us first, EOS, myself, give us a little bit about our history. We introduce ourselves to you, about you, about the tools and about the process. That's the four things that we do in the 90. Nine times out of 10, we can sniff that out in the 90-minute meeting, whether we're going to be a right fit.
You look to see if they're going to have a V8 moment, or they're connecting to the things you're telling them will help their business.
Yeah. So in this case, it didn't happen that way. Like we thought in the 90, it was going to go well for both of us. It was after the focus day that I said, it's not a good fit. And then my guarantee is if we do that full 6 to 8 hour day and you don't get value, or we learn that it's not a right fit, you don't pay me. So I walked away with no check. And that is completely okay, because it's all on me, Carm. Either I chose the wrong company, or I didn't personally deliver the value. So either way, I own it. It's my responsibility. And I personally don't think anybody should pay for anything that they don't get value from.
Well, there was a gap there, and they exist all over the place. I don't think there's any skin on anybody's back. What a guarantee. What a guarantee. We don't go forward anymore, and you don't have to pay. Wow. Let me see. So if I bought a suit at the store and I didn't like it after I wore it to a wedding, I could bring it back, huh?
Yeah, and there's no product that I will ever have, Carm, that if I have something that I'm helping someone with, that's not the case.
So you and I are going to do six episodes. Are we going to start with traction, or are we going to start with vision? What are we going to do?
Well, I think that we will start at the top as far as like with the six key components. I think it's better to start with vision. Number one, it's going to keep people engaged more. Traction's the boring part. It's the part that people don't want to do.
But is that the toughest part?
The traction's the hardest part. Yeah. If you look at ideas are a dime a dozen. You know, there's a lot of people with big ideas that are going to start an automotive repair shop, but very few do. Because it's the hard part. It's easy to sit down and be like, yeah, man, one day, Carm.
All right. I got this crazy idea. What if over the course of the next so many months or weeks that we're going to record these and then release them, should we ask our audience to pick up a book and start reading it with us? I mean, so that when we get to discuss those things that they say, Barry is helping me solidify this. What do you think?
You know, my life mantra is leaders are readers, right?
That's right, baby. In fact, on my books page on the website, you know, it says leaders are readers. I give you credit for that all the time, although I know it wasn't your original quote, but you believe that. Yes.
I appreciate it. I live it and breathe it. And I was, you know, Bill Nalu, right?
Sure do.
I know you do. You just came out with a thing, the Bill Nalu podcast, collage. And so he was on this video with me, and you can see all my books back here. And Bill Nalu gave me the highest regard I think a person could. He said, it's nice to see somebody with all those books back there that I know has actually read them.
Exactly. And in fact, to tell you about books, you brought on Zig Ziglar's son.
Yeah, Tom.
We did an episode together, and he's sitting in his study on his couch, and to the left of him were all these books. And by the way, it was a great episode. Thank you so much for that. Please go, just go back out and listen to that. Just incredible episode. And I asked him during the episode, I said, you read all them? And he basically said, I'm at a different place with almost all the different books. And I said, did you ever not read a book from cover to cover? And he goes, yes. If I think I got what I got out of the book, close it and put it on the shelf. So he really helped me solidify the fact that sometimes I was struggling to get through books. And I was wondering if it was just me. But when I picked up Traction, I read it from cover to cover and took all kinds of great notes. And here I am, maybe a year after I read it, sitting down with you, going to get ready to do a series of episodes on this.
So there's three books that we can read in regards to traction, okay? And so we're going to give options for our reader or our listeners. Number one is Traction. If you really want to do a deep dive and understand traction at a deep level, you need to read Traction, okay? Number two, there's Traction. Number two would be Get a Grip. That is a fable that written by Mike Payton and Gino, that is a fable in Patrick Lencioni way, right? He's telling a story about a company going through traction. So as he tells the story, in your mind, you will be able to visualize your company going through this process. Okay, so then there is the book for employees. It's What the Heck is EOS? And it is a very scaled down, there it is, What the Heck is EOS? Is a very scaled down version of traction that is easier to digest. Now, what I love about that book at the end of it, it tells your direct reports to ask you a series of questions. And man, when you do, if you haven't been through traction, you're going to be stumped. And you're going to realize right then why you can't get your employees to do what you want them to do, because they don't understand what you want them to do. They're not very clear on what you want them to do because you haven't cast the vision and then applied and put the traction necessary around that to be able to cascade that message down through your organization.
Am I correct that no one has to read Rocket Fuel till later?
Yeah, the Rocket Fuel is if you have a visionary integrator relationship.
All right, so you've got your homework. I don't know if you'll be able to read all of them by the time we have episode two, but the fact of the matter is you need to read this stuff. You need to take voracious notes. Tell you the truth, I always take my notes into the front jacket of the book, reference the page number, so that if I want to go back to the book and find an area that I was inspired by or something that I heavily learned, I don't have to flip through my highlights and go through the book. It's there in the front jacket.
I think once we do this, I think we should pick four shops and with all their questions, and I think we should do a town hall that says, ask your questions. Ask your traction questions.
Cool. All right, let's do that. Honest to God, I think this could be a very big part of my commitment to 2021. Anybody's been listening to me for a while, you know, I'm so headstrong on a few things that I think this industry should do, and I've way bought into EOS since I have heard from some incredible success stories from shop operators that have implemented this, which is why you're here and why you're continuing to be a great friend and someone that I respect in the industry. So we'll get ready to do episode two here in just a little bit. We'll start out with vision. Anything final?
They have a leadership manual, a leadership binder that becomes their basically EOS Bible that walks them through the whole thing, and everybody on the leadership team gets this and helps them walk through the system of EOS, and it comes with all the tools, all the meeting days and everything. So every leader gets this, and so that's why it's so easy. It's so simple. It's never easy. It's so simple to walk through traction once you have the right tools and equipment.
So cool. Can't wait to get started with you, Barry Barrett from Shop Vision Certified EOS Implementer. Thanks for this great introductory episode to EOS.
Thank you for the opportunity, Carm. Yeah, I love it.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.